Robert Randolph and the Family Band have been recording for about a decade, mixing soul, gospel, R&B, and rock. Randolph emerged from a gospel music tradition, playing steel guitar in the so-called sacred steel style of certain African-American Pentecostal churches. His move into secular music has now been furthered by a new album, We Walk This Road, produced by T-Bone Burnett and featuring both original songs and songs of covers from Bob Dylan, Prince, and John Lennon. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
The high plaintive wail of the pedal steel guitar and the warmly rough voice that follows close behind it define Robert Randolph's sound. In the past, and occasionally on this new album, We Walk This Road, Randolph's mixture of soul, gospel, R&B, and rock is reminiscent of another group that came out of a similar tradition, Sly and the Family Stone. At once a seasoned gospel prodigy and a newcomer to secular music, it's no surprise that Randolph has ended up working with producer T-Bone Burnett, the musical polymath who likes to pair musicians with songs that might not otherwise occur to the artists. So it is with Randolph's cover of the Peter Case song, I Still Belong to Jesus. It begins with an intro that sounds like something off a 1970s Fleetwood Mac album, and then moves into Randolph's searching soulfulness.
Someone else woke up today and saw it all in a brand new way. But I still had to turn my head, I still belong. Something saved me long ago. How it happened, I don't know. You say it doesn't make much sense. Still I know it's no good.
Randolph and Burnett listen to loads of music, from the turn of the century to the present. Like doctoral students footnoting their scholarship, the album includes snippets of some of the original texts from which they derived inspiration. Listen to the way this bit of If I Had My Way from Blind Willie Johnson leads to a glorious rearrangement of the song by Randolph, Burnett, and the great eccentric Los Angeles singer-songwriter Tony O'Kay. Backing Robert Randolph and the Family Band on that track is drummer Jim Keltner, who's played on so many crucial albums by everyone from Eric Clapton to Bob Dylan. Speaking of Dylan, his song Shot of Love receives a radical reworking on this album, and not for the better. The title song from what is generally considered the last of Dylan's born-again Christian period, Shot of Love featured Keltner on the original. There's another connection here, too. it was widely reported that T-Bone Burnett was one of the people who escorted Dylan into evangelical Christianity in the late 70s. All the more reason, therefore, to be startled at how miscalculated Randolph's version of the song sounds. I'd call it a travesty if the original material merited such a shocked term. And so this album, We Walk This Road, is certainly uneven, but always interestingly so. The urgency in Randolph's singing propels every song forward, even when everyone's headed either on a wild detour or in the wrong direction. But he also keeps both the high road and the mainstream in sight. Randolph knows that what his gospel past and his pop music future have in common is a desire to communicate to the widest possible audience. To have you feel and share in his passion for every kind of music that embodies his hopes, his desires, and his dreams.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed We Walk This Road from Robert Randolph and the Family Band. You can hear three songs from the album on our website, freshair.npr.org.